This is episode 101 of Extraordinary Women Radio. Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gilner. Women are being called to lead with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each week, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, my extraordinary women friends. Happy spring. I am recording this on a beautiful spring Friday afternoon before I head off for the weekend to play in the Colorado sunshine. And I am honored to bring you today's Extraordinary Women Radio guest who is helping companies create a new kind of corporate culture. Maury Fontanez believes that a company's values should be the driver of every action, not just a sign on the wall. In fact, she declares that values are the new bottom line. And I agree with Maury. Things have changed. Our customers, our employees, our shareholders expect more. Deeper connection, more transparency, values they can feel. Maury is an experienced strategist who helps global brands create meaningful change within their business operations, culture, and consumer relationships grounded in these values. She is so passionate about this work that she left behind a successful 15-year agency career to create a ripple effect of change for the Fortune 500 companies she serves with her consultancy, 822 Group. She shares the story of what prompted her to take the leap, and we talk about the importance of connectedness. I'm excited to introduce you to Maury Fontanez of the 822 Group. Well, welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio, Maury. It is so great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. It's really great to be here.
Yeah, I'm thrilled to have you. And I love stories of transition, and we often talk about this on Extraordinary Women Radio. And you left a successful 15-year agency career behind to start your own business. Can you tell us the story of what prompted this transition? What was the catalyst that really started this journey into launching your own company?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really is. It's an interesting journey, I think, that we all go on, any of us that choose entrepreneurship. But I had been part of a relatively big agency for 15 years, managing integrated marketing, strategic change management, business strategy, public relations, everything you could think of in terms of storytelling and building connections with audiences, and really started to feel that I was noticing a gap in working with all these great clients. I, had really great opportunities to work with Fortune 500 companies and really help them to create interesting campaigns, to the point of connecting with audiences. And,
can I ask what, can I ask what agency it was?
Absolutely. Yeah. Edelman.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Yeah. My former life before doing what I do today as a business coach was a VP of marketing. And so I worked with, large agencies like that. And
okay.
So I partnered with them over many years. So I always am curious what agencies you came from. So cool.
Yeah. Edelman. So it's a global agency and we have really great clients there, and really great opportunities to impact change. And so in working with these clients, as I was saying, really noticing, a gap, which was that, there was a lot of really great programs going on, a lot of really smart people at the table. But sometimes what that created was some chaos and noise. And what I was really craving was to see impact, was to see true transformation. And, I'd really kind of tap into the sentiments of the employees that were in these companies, and really get a sense that there was sometimes a disconnect between mission and values and those employees. And then even further, as a branding person, really seeing the disconnect between values and mission and the customer. Now, I think that brands have understood.
Can you give an example? I mean, give us an example where, and obviously not naming names, but just really something that really highlighted this to you.
Yeah. What I was going to say is I think brands are really starting to understand that they do need to show their values and their mission to their customers because customers are demanding that. So I think you're seeing that every day in the decisions that brands are making and the way that they're communicating and in ad and social media campaigns. But when it comes to the employee side, what you would find an easy example is, kind of a lack of clarity about what the overall goal was, or changes happening within the organization, and then having thousands of employees read about those changes in the news rather than being told about those things directly. So, you know, for me, the link that I really felt was missing was, you know, let's extend values and mission from truly the culture of the organization all the way out to the brand. Let's not just start from a branding standpoint, because we understand that's our license to operate, or that's what's going to really move people towards purchase. Let's get our employees also engaged and inspired, because we make decisions and take actions based on our values and on our mission. We have a true North Star.
You know, I love that. And it's, I work with a lot of my clients in branding their businesses, and I work with a lot of service-oriented businesses, so coaches and consultants, and helping them really build that brand from the inside out. And one of those core pieces really is around values. It's around how does that essence of you shine through? But part of that essence of you is really your the values that you stand for and how you want to make a difference. And that's that mission, that purpose. So I so agree with you that's, you know, inside out work is so important.
Yeah. And, you know, you also see just decision-making not aligned to the mission. I think, you know, when we think about this from a personal standpoint, you find a lot of your own personal growth and connection with others and opportunities coming from taking the time to understand yourself and have self-awareness and really try to get aligned with your own purpose. Right. I don't see a difference with that and business. Right. You know, businesses need to do the same thing. There needs to be a true alignment with why do I exist truly? And are all of our decisions coming from that purpose? And when I say purpose, I'm not talking about just a CSR program. I'm talking about truly the reason that you exist on this planet.
Oh, that's so, the same language I use. It's just, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's so cool. So you started to see this need. You saw this gap. You saw this shift that needed to occur. But you were in a very, you know, safe, good job. You had a good thing going being in an agency career. Yeah. What was it what was the catalyst that said, okay, I'm going to do this. Yes, I'm going.
You know, I always say that when the universe wants you to do something, it creates a lot of challenges for you.
We're so aligned.
And yes, and makes things kind of feel dark and difficult. Mm-hmm. And so I was in this great role in this great organization, working with these great clients, and just was feeling more and more disengaged from myself, mm-hmm. And feeling like I had a larger purpose that I wasn't connecting to. And that was starting to show up and manifest in a lot of different ways, just kind of lack of energy, lack of enthusiasm, you know, starting to feel like it was the same thing all over again, and really not being able to make an impact. And so it really started to just kind of affect my energy, honestly.
Right.
And I really had to look at it and say, why are you so bummed out? You have a great job, a great life, two wonderful kids, a great partner. And, you know, it took being in that discomfort for a long time to finally see the answer, which was, oh, you're supposed to actually go do something for yourself, first of all, but create something that's new that fills this gap in a different way. And that's uncomfortable. But, you know, once I got the answer, the rest of the answer started to kind of fall in line. And I would start to make little tiny moves here and there, register a website, you know, sit down and brainstorm and write down ideas, create an offer, and really start to see if I actually had something there. And, you know, when I finally felt like, yeah, this is something that's viable, I have really amazing support in my family and my partner, and everyone was so excited about the idea, that I just decided to make the leap. And when I did that, I did it like a Band-Aid. I just kind of made the decision and let them
know.
That's
awesome. And time. You know, and I talk to so many women that have gone through that type of a transformation, and it's, you know, you keep hearing that calling, and that's my story as well. It's like, I kept hearing that calling, something was supposed to shift and I didn't know what it was. And you know, the universe does either get in all behind us and opens a door for us, or it kind of kicks us out the door, you know, one way or the other.
And exactly.
And it's amazing when that happens, because as you said, everything just starts to fall into place once you make that leap. Once you put that commitment out there, I'm doing this, it's like, oh, it's like the universe opens, gets all on behind you.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So you say values are the new bottom line, and I love this. How did you get to this conclusion? What was it that really changes that, you know, the new bottom line? How did you get to that?
Well, listen, the data supports it. I'm a measurement kind of insight driven person. And I was really looking at all of these different reports that were coming in and data around customer behavior and consumer expectation. And, you know, I spent a large portion of my career in digital and social media strategy. So I understood kind of the way that those channels empower customers. And so it was really clear that the arc was shifting towards this demand. And it was really clear from some of the things that you're seeing out there, whether it's, you know, the Gillette campaign or Nike, you know, you're seeing brands really quickly jump into social issues, understand that arc has shifted, understand that customers are going to connect to you more if they really believe your values. What I think, though, is that the next phase is going to be, it's not enough to just make it look pretty. They're right. really going to want to see that you act this way.
The action behind it.
Right. And that they can see you. I think, you know, I'll talk later about my personal values, but authenticity is one of them. And so I think that, you know, people are going to continue to evolve in a way where they can see through things and they're going to be looking for authentic, real connection. And the only way to get that from a business and a brand standpoint is to do some of that kind of searching internally first and really get clear on who are we so that we can act that way so that we can then really build that authentic connection. So, right. you know, short answer, the data I think really supports that this customer demand has shifted. And I think they're just going to continue to dig into brands and expect more of that.
And that's where the real connection starts to happen, right? Is when people are saying, you know, when they start to see that authenticity and people showing up in, as who they are in their brand.
Exactly.
That's where they go. There's a connection. There's a way that they, you know, way someone resonates when they show up and, you know, all of their light, all of their brightness, all of their gifts of who they are. There's just a realness to that.
That's very true.
And that's where people, you know, where you really start to create those relationships with your clients, with your employees. And that's right. what really changes things. And that, I mean, how does that drive a bottom line?
Well, I mean, they have the purchase power, right? So right. there's a study now that shows that 76% of millennials say that they would pay more for a brand that's aligned with their own personal values. So
that's, you know, an important statistic for people to take note of.
Absolutely. And it really is about, you know, having the power to make that shift because they are able to share their opinions and thoughts. There's, you know, the power has shifted in their direction because of channels like social media and many other ways that they're able to get involved and advocate. But they have that, they have the wallet, right? And if they're right. going to make a decision about who they're going to engage with and who they're going to spend their dollar on, if they want to see that their values align, that's a totally different ballgame. It's not about products and pricing anymore.
Right.
That's really about self-awareness as a business. And like you said, being real.
Right. That's awesome. That's totally awesome. So what are your personal values and what do they mean to you?
Yeah, you know, I have a ton of them, but I think the four that really I keep coming back to thematically are I really value clarity. Mm-hmm. And for me, that means I really want to understand not just the symptom, but the root of the challenge, whether it's personal or, you know, in a business or organizational setting. For me, it's all about creating clarity out of chaos. So I really value that for myself too. I value self-awareness really highly. And, you know, I've had people say to me, you're really hard on yourself. And maybe that's a type A thing, but it's also because I'm constantly examining my motivations and my actions to better understand myself. And I value that in others. And I think an extension of that, which is my third value, is accountability. I really believe that if we truly all embraced accountability and took accountability, conflict would just disappear. There would be healthy conflict, but this unhealthy conflict and disagreement would shift and it would be much more productive. And then lastly, I really value deep personal relationships. I don't, people always joke, I actually have a really hard time with small talk because for me, it's got to be a connection that's deeper and that will keep me engaged.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like that a lot. So what does it mean to represent our values as individuals and in business? And can you give us some examples of putting values into action? You know, really stepping into
it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's start with personal. I mean, I think representing our values personally is the first step is being aware of them, mm-hmm. right? Really kind of doing an excavation.
Doing the work,
understanding,
right? Because
what are my values?
If you're not thinking about what your values are, you don't really know.
Right, exactly. And when you do have that insight, then what happens is you begin to understand your decisions and you begin to understand your judgments better. You know, judgments of other people, judgments of yourself, what you like, what you don't like, what makes you comfortable and uncomfortable. And then that allows you, that clarity allows you to make decisions that are for you and for your own growth mm-hmm. rather than decisions that, you know, you end up questioning. We all make decisions. I think making mistakes is part of growing. But
right.
when we have clarity around our values, we are much more, I think, effective at decision making and can feel very confident that you made a decision that was good for you. I think that when you do that personally, you actually take that into the work setting and become a better colleague. Mm-hmm. Because then you're able to be more self-aware
right.
and you're able to take things less personally and you're able to communicate your personal why really clearly.
Right.
So, you know, I think that's the value of personal values and the actions you can take. From a business standpoint, you know, it's not that different. It's about, I always say your vision is, you know, what and why you exist. Your mission is how you're going to get there. And your values are how you're going to behave as you get there.
Right.
What are your motivators? What are your guardrails? And so as a business, you know, what are the things that you create boundaries around that you will and won't do? How do you expect people to behave when they represent your brand and work for you? How do you expect people to connect with customers? What do you want to do for the, you know, part of the world that you are going to affect? How are you going to use your power to better society while increasing your business impact? It's not one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely is both. And right. as I said earlier, it's table stakes. So I think, you know, actions that businesses can take related to values are really far reaching. You know, the most global and broadest example is making actual business decisions based on your values. I love examples like REI, where they, you know, they truly, because of who they are and what they do, they value the outdoors.
Right.
And so the decisions they've taken to show their employees that they also want to get them outdoors by closing stores on Black Fridays, for example,
right.
which is their highest yielding day of the year, really shows, no, we're walking the walk. These are our values. And then, you know, other types of decisions like staffing decisions. Are we hiring people that are aligned with our values? Are we allowing people to stay here who are behaving outside of our values? I always say the biggest challenge for an organization is allowing behavior to take root that is not in line with their mission and their values. That's what creates true chaos.
Yeah. And I think when you talk about, you know, organizations really making, you know, analyzing what those values are and then making core decisions. You know, I think the REI example is a great one. You know, I've seen Patagonia doing some things
right.
recently. You know, Tom's is another great one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, those are the kinds of stories that are so that people, the employees, the customers are going, yes, I am going to stand behind this brand, and the loyalty becomes so powerful.
Absolutely.
That, you know, it really becomes them living and showing up in the world in a different way. So in Colorado,
yeah.
we've got the B Corps, right? And mm-hmm. I don't know if you have them there, there's only,
yeah, absolutely.
So there's a handful of states that are doing B Corps now. And I think that whole movement of organizations that, you know, are really going through that work of understanding that is so important.
Yep. Absolutely.
And, it's exciting to see things shifting in our world because, you know, I came from a long time of being in the corporate world.
Right.
And that was not that bottom line was the revenue, right? It wasn't about the values. And
exactly.
So the shift that's happening is so inspiring. How do you help individuals and how do you help companies get to those values?
So, you know, from a company standpoint, we really kind of operate in four buckets. We always say that our mission is to build purpose-driven brands. And so for us, it starts foundationally with organizational alignment. It's about really understanding how much does your mission proliferate throughout your decision-making and your leadership and the way that they lead. What are your values and how actionable are they? How can we actually see them come to life if we were to come observe you for a few days? How are we seeing people make decisions based on values? And through that assessment, we really start with that alignment piece. Where do we need to create alignment so that we're all marching towards the same mission? We're learning how to make mission-based decisions, and we are behaving in line with the values of the organization. Layered on top of that, in order to help kind of make that change happen, is what we call executive partnership. It's kind of a sister to executive coaching. And the reason that we call it that is because, you know, we understand, and I understand as a founder, and I'm sure as you do too, and CEO, leadership is a really lonely place.
Right.
It's very isolating. Mm-hmm. And so we see ourselves as an extension of that person or that group in being their partners to help them really remind them and build the muscle for how to be a mission-led leader. How do you bring values to life? How do I make decisions that are based on my mission and values? And so we partner in that way to be there with them along the ride and help them to build that muscle until it just becomes habitual.
I like that so much. And it's like, you know, I belong to eWomen Network, which is a national organization. And one of the things they do is they start every meeting, every call, whether it's a meeting in their office with their leadership team or with their employees. They start every meeting with the membership with their top values. And it happens, you know, I don't know how many chapters there are across the nation, but here in Denver, when I go, I was just in the Milwaukee monthly meeting. Now, whenever, wherever you're at an eWomen event, you start by reading those values, and it does become inherent then, because it's such a way to keep it visible. And I think it's easy to write values and then put them away in a drawer somewhere versus to actually truly live them.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. And you know what? I think that's funny. That was one of the pressures that I felt in starting a transformation consultancy that focused so much on mission and values is, you know, those things seem almost like they're obvious. Like, yeah, of course we have mission and values, but that's not the point. The point is not that you've written them down somewhere, that they're on your website or they're in your manual. How are you acting? How are you demonstrating? And how is it, you know, I talked about, you said, why did I want to do this? And, you know, I'm allergic to chaos. So when we look at chaos, you know, for me, it was like, God, you need a decision-making framework that's really clear. And it's like, what's more clear than your mission? Mm. Everything should be aligned with your mission. And then, you know, how you make those decisions are your values. It was very clear to me. So yeah, you can write them down in employee handbook. I don't care about that. That's irrelevant. What's relevant is how you're then living and showing up every day as a leader and as a brand.
Right. And I think what's fun about this is that whether you are a solopreneur or whether you're a Fortune 500 company, Fortune 100 company, you can stop and be aware of what those values are, and you can bring them more to life in some sort of a way.
100%. We have really great clients. We have startup clients, which, you know, it's really exciting because we get to get in there and craft the values with them and teach them this value and mission decision-making from the start. And then we have highly complex organizations, you know, in that Fortune 500 category where we're maybe focusing on just one part of it so we can create a shining beacon, you know, for others to model themselves after. So it's really, to your point, can be done at any level. And in fact, the smaller you are, the easier it is to do. And then it just becomes a natural part of who you are and of your culture. And that's really, I was talking about kind of the foundational elements right above that partnership. That next bucket for us is culture revitalization. It's, you know, once the mission, values, and leaders are aligned, it's about getting the employees inspired and co-creating with them and showing them, you know, how they can live the values, but also how do they relate to your own personal values? So we do a lot of personal value excavation work and helping people through exercises and workshops understand their own personal values and why they make decisions that they do, and then inspire them by getting involved in how the values are really lived and rolled out. And then for us, that last piece is branding. You know, right. To the point I made about lots of brands are rushing to starting with the branding. Yeah, because that's the exciting way to show consumers. For us, it's no, that's the pinnacle. We're going to focus on that for you last. And that's when we get into your brand story and your message pillars and working with your agencies to make sure everything that is created goes through the values filter. Right. So that when it is spoken, shared, you know, however, with your audiences, that values filter is so clear and so consistent across all of your marketing and communications.
I love this. I so love this.
Thank you.
Yeah. One of my personal values, and this is something that I've been very clear about, and one of my organizational values is connection. Mm-hmm. And I have, you know, I've run a series of events called Extraordinary Women Connect for, it'll be 5 years this May. And, you know, so that value of connection started a long time ago for me.
Yeah.
And even this year, I put a lot of thought around to what does that really mean for me? How do I create more connection? And it's about the strategic partnerships that I make. It is about the connections that I make in my community and build. And I'm always connecting this great woman to this great woman. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so connection mm-hmm. is a core value for me. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've heard you say is that this is the era of connectedness. And I was like, right. Yes.
know? yeah.
So tell us more about what that means to you, and what does the era of connectedness mean to you? And, you know, let's just talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to get meta here for a moment, but, you know, I really believe that our global consciousness is shifting.
Yes.
I think that is right.
I think that's why you were called to do this work that you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that explains podcasts like yours. It explains, you know, those that are more intuitive, who are able to now create brands and businesses that people are attracted to. I was just reading something about how venture capitalists are investing in astrology apps because the usage of astrology apps are higher than ever.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, there's a shift happening, and people are starting to, you know, our consciousness is shifting into this, you know, what I believe, this kind of oneness. We're starting to scratch the surface of understanding it. And I think we're in that kind of part of curiosity of what does that mean? How do we connect to the universe? How do we connect it to each other? And so I think that individually on a personal level, we're starting to embrace that some. I think that even some of the more negative shifts that have happened in our politics, you know, globally, and in what's happening in this country, even from a race or a gender standpoint, some of the ugly things we don't want to look at, I've told people in the past, that is so that we can see it and do the right, and, you know, react to it in the right way.
It's the catalyst, right?
Exactly.
It's the catalyst that is moving people into action.
Right. And that action is connectedness.
Right.
So I think that consciousness is shifting globally. And, you know, when you talked about, I'm called to it, I love that you said that. When I really looked at, so what's my role in this? It's, oh, I've got to help usher businesses along into mm-hmm. this era mm-hmm. because, you know, we talked about it not being about product and pricing any longer, but really it's about that same, oh, how are we as businesses part of this global community? How are we going to operate in this era of connectedness when people are going to continue to become more and more connected and empathetic? If we're still operating in the old dinosaur way of right. products and pricing, right. Your license to operate disappears. It just does. And, you know, I talk about how this sounded crazy before, you know, industrialization. It probably sounded crazy that there was going to be factories and factory workers and work hours were going to change. Before social media, it probably sounded insane that people were going to be able to affect your brand by typing 140 characters. But those kinds of, you know, insane changes have happened and have shifted the foundation of business. And so for me, if I'm, you know, putting my little psychic hat on, it feels like the next shift is that in this era of connectedness, if we are not self-aware, authentic, connected brands, we'll die out.
We will. And I so agree with that. And it's so much fun that the change that is happening with this. One of the things when I'm speaking, I often talk about it's time to throw out, to break the rules of marketing. The traditional rules of marketing are, no longer relevant. We need to do things differently. And, you know, you can be in this whole competitive analysis all day long. And it's like, it's find your lane and get into your lane and collaborate and be with others and do it in a different way that, that you're showing up and your lane and what you're meant to be doing and what that purpose of you is. And then there is no one that can do it just like you because you are different. You have different experiences. Right. And this approach to looking at business and evolving it into, you know, the new way of doing marketing and branding and doing business is so much more joyful.
Absolutely. It truly is. And it's more rewarding.
It is
more rewarding. And, you know, I talked about purpose not being about CSR, but there is an element of this where businesses do have to get involved. They hold great power. And by the way, when our, you know, government academic infrastructures are in a trust deficit, there's a huge opportunity for businesses to step up and say, no, you know what? We are going to help guide and help people through this phase. And we're going to use our power to create societal impact. But when you're aligned with your values and you're aligned with your mission, the issues that you choose to get attached to and involved in are then in line with those things. It doesn't feel like you're being opportunistic and just picking something because that is the trend right now. It becomes a much more aligned and authentic action on your part as a business to pick an issue that truly, after the work that you've done, you know is who you are as a brand and represents your brand and your employees.
Right, right. So how do we bring more connectedness into our lives? What works for you? How do you help people do this?
I really think it comes down to empathy. I mean, you know, we learned about emotional intelligence here over the last decade. It's really about taking the time to listen with openness and removing the personalization out of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is a really kind of simple statement, but it can be applied to an individual, a group, a team, a business, in any way, because empathy is about understanding the needs and the feelings of others without inserting yourself in the middle. It's funny, I was doing a coaching session with a client the other day, and they asked, how do I really kind of embody empathy without diving in and solving people's problems?
Great question.
Yeah. And what I said to them is, look, there's a difference between empathy and personalization. Empathy means I am able to put myself in your shoes and understand how it might feel to be experiencing what you're feeling and just hold space for that. Just give that the space it deserves. Personalization is I'm hearing what you're saying and I'm, you know, trying to put myself in your shoes and I'm assuming that I play a role in this story or that I somehow need to insert myself. That's not necessary. You can remove yourself. There's almost a, you know, we talk about connectedness, but there's a slight distance in empathy where you're just holding space for the person. It's not about you. And that is how you stop yourself from jumping in and trying to fix it or saying, you know, wow, if my employee is coming and telling me they're overwhelmed, I can put myself in their shoes and try to help solve with them how to not feel so overwhelmed. But I'm not going to assume as their manager that that's my fault or that they're saying that I'm giving them too much work or, you know, I'm not going to personalize it until they give me that feedback really directly. I'm just going to listen with empathy.
Right. It's listening and perhaps asking some powerful questions in the midst
right.
of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome. 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 So let me see here. Where do I want to take this now? we've talked about, you know, how you can really help business leaders change their, be more empathetic, but how does that change their cultures within the organization? Once leaders start to step into this more empathetic way of connecting with people, how does it, what's the outcome of that?
You really start to see people being inspired and excited to be there. I always say that, you know, your work environment, whoever you're with, it's like your family. You're with them so much. So think about if your mother or father, you know, ran the household with empathy, how those people that lived in that household would feel inside mm-hmm. that home. There would mm-hmm. be comfort. You would be safe, but you'd also have the ability to explore and you would feel empowered. Mm-hmm. So what we start to see in cultures that have, you know, connectedness and empathy and values at their core is really confident, inspired, creative people. Excuse me, who are really able to bring their best and highest selves to the table every day. And that's different for every person, but they're operating from a different place because they're not feeling that they have to watch their back or, you know, deal with mistrust or deal with confusion about where they're headed or what they're supposed to do or what their priorities are. They're just, there's because of that clarity and that empathy, and that connectedness, there's a confidence and a safety, to your point, that allows them to be creative and, you know, co-create with you and be accountable and take ownership because they feel safe in doing that.
Mm, this is awesome. It's such good stuff. So where can people learn more about you and your work?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is 822group.com. It's the numbers 822group.com.
What's the 822 stand for?
So two things, actually. I'm really into numerology, and actually 8 means infinite and 22 means mastery. And so we believe that it's about infinite mastery, but it also happens to be my birth date.
Oh, that's awesome.
so rather than name it, that's something beautiful. With my name.
I love it.
Thank you. Yeah. And so it's, you know, the group part of it is, we really are a collection of strategists who have very high EQ and are very passionate. So for me, I wanted to add that group because I want people to see themselves in the brand. But yeah, so that's our website. And then you can follow me on LinkedIn at Maury Fontanez and also follow 822 Group on LinkedIn as well.
Awesome. 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 So the final question we always end with is, what 3 pearls of wisdom can you share with our audience today?
I love that question, by the way. I think, you know, I peppered them in, but I'll kind of maybe crystallize them a little bit. I think one of the things that I've learned in the last decade is that discomfort is a gift. Mm. And even though you want to run from it and it feels hard, it actually, if you sit with it and you just go through it, just wake up and breathe through it. I always think of Dory and Just Keep Swimming from Finding Nemo, right? Just get through it. The opportunities on the other end of it are so stunning.
Yes,
things that you just wouldn't have expected, truly. But you also connect with a higher purpose and your higher self. You really start to, through that discomfort, build that relationship with yourself. So I think that's my first one is really just embrace.
And those values come from that work, right? I mean, that's where you, when you start doing that deep work, that when you start moving through that discomfort, what happens is you start to realize that there's generally something that needs to shift. I often tell my clients that when they're feeling that discomfort, that it's you're being pushed to go deeper into what is it that you truly value today, because our values are such shifting. There's a shifting paradigm with values. What we valued 10 years ago is not the same thing we value today.
Correct.
And I often talk about having, there's the, you know, our values that will change, the shape-shifting values, but then we mm-hmm. have some values that we carry forever, and I call those our soul values. And so understanding those, both sides of it, but looking at our values at a frequent basis is such an important thing.
Yes, absolutely. And being open to the fact that they evolve. You know, you don't have to be, we're here to grow. That's the entire point.
Exactly.
So as we grow, they are going to shift and awesome. That's okay. It doesn't have to make you uncomfortable. The second one is just, you know, intuition is a very, very real thing. Mm. And, you know, people like to write it off as, you know, a hippie concept maybe, or whatever they want to call it, but we all have it. We all have a voice or a level of guidance that is really trying to break through to us.
And it's so full of wisdom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if we can just take the time and create the space to listen to it, it actually gets louder because it's being fed by your attention. Yeah. So even when that intuition is not a good feeling, if we don't listen, it's going to get our attention in another way. Nice. So you know, I really believe that I've learned that for sure. And I use that a lot just in my coaching as well. And then it's not personal is my last one. It really is everybody's own journey. You know, if you could ask yourself, you know, if I can change my perception and not believe that this perception I have is true, what would happen? I think that that's just such a transformative way of thinking about things and, you know, not putting yourself in other people's story, as I was talking about, and knowing the difference between empathy and taking things personally is really critical.
That's beautiful. Well, Maury, this has been such a pleasure, and I think we're so aligned, and I'm so glad that Crystal Covington introduced the two of us. And thank you for sharing all your story, sharing your wisdom. Thank you for the work that you're doing in the world. I think it is so important. It's such an important shift that is happening, and for stepping in and following that calling of yours to really make a difference and matter.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really been so wonderful to talk to you. And I really, really appreciated the time. So thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. Take care.
You too. I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you ready to raise up your voice, your visibility, and your business? I invite you to visit me at CammieGelner.com to find out how you can make heartfelt connections to mindful strategies to ignite an abundant flow of cash and clients into your business. I'd love to hear from you on any of my social media channels. I'm on both Facebook and Twitter. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.